listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This is Lisa Berry, and this week Art and Soul is about the culinary arts. Food and dining options come in many different forms in our area, and there's a recent mother-daughter dumpling duo known as Basil Babe, and we're joined now by the daughter, Ty Imatong. Thanks for talking to us.
Hi, of course.
Dumpling duo. It's fun to say. Is it fun to do?
It's very fun to do. Yeah, it's definitely rewarding. It's physically taxing, but definitely rewarding. We specialize in Asian-style dumplings. We kind of borrow from cuisines all over Asia, primarily highlighting flavors of Thailand. So we wrap it up in a little flour wrapper and flash freeze it for people to pick up and take and make at home.
And your mother is part of this, and she used to own Siam Square in Ann Arbor?
She owned Siam Square for, I think, 23 years. And she retired, I think, the end of 2018 after I graduated from EMU.
But she didn't really retire because now you're doing Basil Babe, right?
Exactly, yeah. It's really hard for her to just sit still. And now she's back in action doing Basil Babe with me.
And I see your dumplings being offered at a lot of different places around town. You're a pop-up, right? I guess should first clarify that.
Yes. So we are a pop-up. There is no food truck involved. There's no brick and mortar involved. We are completely on a pop-up basis. So our dumplings can be picked up once a month out of Thai Spoon. We usually announce that a week before on Instagram. And then we try to keep the fridge at York in Ann Arbor filled with our dumplings. And every Wednesday, we are at Cultivate serving up hot dumplings and Thai food.
Ah, every Wednesday. Okay, that's Cultivate
every Wednesday
in Ypsilanti, in case people want to know more. And are there different varieties of dumplings?
Yeah, so we have a rotating dumpling menu. We have a few that stays on all the time, and then some seasonal ones. So right now we have like pork and ginger, spicy basil and pork, a Thai red curry chicken dumpling, and a whole bunch. Yeah.
And I see on your website, which we will put a link to with this interview on our website, WEMU.org, that you also have what you call Krabby Rangoon, which is one of my favorites. Is that considered a dumpling or is that something extra that you make?
Oh, that is just own category. That's
uh-huh.
The Krabby Rangoon. It's super crabby too. My mom loves Krabby Rangoon, but she hates everyone else's Krabby Rangoon.
Ooh.
So she made her own, and honestly, I agree. Like, ours is the best in town.
Where are you getting these recipes from?
So all the dumpling flavors are my own recipes. I kind of just dabbled in a different bunch of experiments, and the Krabby Rangoons are my mom's recipes, and all the Thai food that we serve up is loosely based on what she used to serve at Siam Square, but with more of a collaboration between us, because I have a different taste in food and she does too, but we have to meet halfway.
What did you major in at Eastern? And there's a reason I'm asking you this question.
Yeah, so I majored in communications and minored in marketing.
Okay, so that helps your pop-up, your dumpling pop-up.
I would say so, yeah.
But you also must have grown up inside this restaurant that your mother owned in Ann Arbor, Siam Square, for 23 years. What did you pick up or learn there?
Oh, wow, yeah. I was pretty much raised in that restaurant. And, you know, while I was growing up, I was kind of always like angry at my parents. I was like, I'm an only child. They kind of just let me do whatever I want at the restaurant. But I was angry because like they didn't spend time with me. But growing up, now I'm realizing like they worked so hard in order for me to have a good future that they didn't have back in their home countries. And, you know, looking back, I truly learned from my mom how to persevere and work hard and put your heart into everything you do.
Yeah, your motto is Basil Babe, striving to bring our community closer together one meal at a time. So you must realize the importance and the connection that can be made over a meal.
Oh, definitely. I love sharing meals with anyone. Food is just so special to me. I think there's really like truly something special in sharing meals with people. My best friend growing up is Mexican, and he introduced our family to so many Mexican flavors. And in return, like, we taught him about all the flavors of Thailand. And he pretty, like, our both of our first jobs were at Science Square. After school, after high school, we'd go to my mom's restaurant and we just eat and talk. And eventually, you know, he's like in the kitchen cooking along with her. It's just like this all started from sharing meals together growing up.
I think sometimes people think this is just food on my plate. I'm going to put it in my belly and it's going to feed me. But when you get into it, you really learn there's a lot of history in the food that we eat and a lot of culture. And as I said before, a lot of connection in the food. So it's not just food to some people. And I get the feeling that's what Basil Babe is like for you.
Right. It's not just food. It's just, it's an experience. And I want to share the experience with everyone. There's so many flavors that go beyond just, you know, the usual pad thai and pad see ew. And while those flavors and dishes are beautiful, there's just so much more to elaborate on and so much more to teach people.
So right now, Basil Babe is just a pop-up. Is that sustainable or do you have plans or dreams for something bigger or more permanent?
Yeah, definitely. Basil Babe grew an insane amount. We're not even a year old yet. And I actually had to leave my full-time job in advertising to pursue Basil Babe full-time. While pop-ups are sustainable, I do have like a daydream of having a tiny little brick-and-mortar store. But personally, I don't think I am mentally ready for that. But I know that I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing, and I'm going to keep learning from as many people as I can, and eventually I'll have my own little storefront.
And you started this during a pandemic.
Yes. So I was locked down and just started making dumplings. I love dumplings. So why not make a whole bunch to keep in the freezer and just eat so I don't have to go out and go into grocery stores? So I started making dumplings and I hated the way I was pleating them. So I kept practicing and practicing. And eventually I had my whole freezer was full of dumplings. Uh-huh. I'm like, okay, this is getting out of hand. But eventually I perfected the plate, so I'm pretty proud of myself.
So now that we're all hungry for Asian dumplings, where can we find them again?
So we do monthly frozen pickups of our dumplings out of Thai Spoon in Ann Arbor. I usually make an announcement a week beforehand, and it's first come, first serve. You grab your bags of dumplings and you keep them in your freezer for whenever you're ready to eat. Every Wednesday, we are at Cultivate from 5 p.m. till 8 p.m., or unless we sell out before. And coming up, our next pop-up is at York for Mother's Day. So come on out and support your favorite mother-daughter duo.
And you're making your mom work on Mother's Day. I noticed that.
Yes, it's a bonding experience.
That is Thai Imitong of Basil Babe. And we appreciate you sharing your story with us here on 89.1 WEMU's Art and Soul.
Thank you so much for having me.